Let's listen to highlights from this week's high school basketball action on KIA KRLS. Knoxville boys hosted Centerville on Tuesday, and it was live on 95.3 KIA.
Good, Lincoln Norris, that hit every part of the rim. And it rattles in. Knoxville wood star Larson thought about a three, now pitches it over to Norris. Norris will shoot it from anywhere. Fires up a three there. Good, Lincoln Norris. Ice in his veins once again. Drills it for Knoxville. Here in the opening period. Three on the way for Jack Reed. Good. Jackson Reed drills it for Knoxville. Now up to five. Christian gets it over to Drake Larson. Three on the way for Larson. Good. Drake Larson buries the three for Knoxville and points right at the student section. Back to Larson, out of Matrician. Matrician wide open three. Good. Jacob Matrician hits the wide open three for the Panthers to extend their lead to 17.
Centerville goes to his zone there and left wide open on the wing.
And Jacob Matrician knocks down another three for Knoxville. He's come alive off the bench for the Panthers. Ball's inbound over to Stevenson, now to Norris, long three. Lincoln Norris does it again for Knoxville, and the Panthers have now extended their lead to 73-47.
Final score, Knoxville 86, Centerville 58. Norwalk and Pella Christian met, and it was live on KIAKRLS.com, KIA 3 with Mike Eppner.
Crossover dribble, Birmingham gets double-teamed on the drive. Good cross-court pass to Bordenaro. Her three is off the mark. Brown chases down the offensive board. Shot up and good. Another steal by Birmingham. Here we go. Left-handed layup is good. It's a quick 4-0 run, and Pella Christian's going to get a timeout just 25 seconds into the second half as Birmingham scores twice off her own steals.
Nope,
not going to matter. Stolen away by Reeder. Off to Pearl Brown. Off to the races. Van Arendonk in pursuit, but Pearl Brown's got the layup and another steal in transition. Pella Christian just 6 points so far, or 7 points in the second half. Carlson, nice drive down the lane, and Ava Carlson scores and is fouled. Skandrit with a steal on the defensive end for the Warriors. Here they come in transition. Reeder thinks better, kicks it back to Bordenaro. Three-pointer, Grace Bordenaro, her second of the night. And Norwalk's first possession, Tillman pops and knocks down the three-pointer. Warriors quickly on top, 3-0. Demaree draws a double team, back to Popson. Good pass down to Henry Smith. It gets the roll, and good. Henry Smith will go to the line for a possible three-point play. Backs it out, Popson in the right corner. Goes inside to Abbott. He's going to be a tough matchup down there. Goes left, goes right, and scores. Rebound is eventually corralled by Pelzer. Here come the Warriors. Going to get something done in transition. Nice pass, Pelzer, to Andrew Abbott for the layup. That's a candidate for play of the game later. To Hatlevig. Now they reverse it around. Pelzer's looking for three in the left corner. And Audric Pelzer knocks down a big one here to start the four. Triple team down low. Kicks it out for Demaree. Huge three for Jamison Demaree. Better late than never. Knocks it down to get Norwalk up 42-30.
Final score, girls, Norwalk 58, Pella Christian 37. And the boys, Norwalk 44, Pella Christian 32. Indianola took on Oskaloosa live on 94.3 KIA with Jack McGonigal.
Too far there. Rebounded by McGraw. Up the floor. And McGraw missed the right-handed layup. It was actually rebounded by Olsen. Olsen gets the ball back at the buzzer. It's good. And they say, yes, it counted. Got it off in time. And a spark there to end the half. It's 25-6 Indianola. And back up. Grover goes to Geyer. Driving right side. Missed. Offensive rebound. Paw back to Olsen. Same spot. It makes it work. Hits it again.
Indianola with the best 3 minutes of offense we've seen all night.
Now McGraw jumps on the three-point train. It's good. Three threes already from Indianola in the first 3 minutes of the quarter.
I'm not sure what was said at halftime by Coach Jansen, but they've hit three threes in a row here, so crazy.
And the final score, 52-22. Indianola gets a confidence win here at home against Oskaloosa. A nice homecoming for the Indianola Indians to win another game here, 11-4. On the 2025-2026 campaign. Oski, Tommy North with it on the left side. Top of the key finds Ethan Steck. Steck hands it off to Romas. Romas spins around center of the lane. Underhand layup doesn't go. It's rebounded by DeWall. DeWall wants to run. He gives it up to Richie. Euro step reverse layup. Beautiful. Top of the key. Naylor. Finding DeWall. Overhead pass. Richie. Top of the key. Three. Yes. It's good. Brian Richie. 9 in the first 15 for Indianola.
Brian Richie doing what he does best.
So inbounds pass for DeWall just behind half court here. Now crosses it. Back to the basket. DeWall spins around. Brings it over to Faust to Graham. Quick pass. Naylor right back to Graham. Right wing. Center of the lane. Puts one up. Tough. Jacob Graham. What a ball game he's having. He's got 6 all in the third or second half. So for Indianola basketball, they hold their opponents to a combined 50 points tonight. 22 allowed by the girls, 28 by the boys. That calls for a pretty good defensive showing from your Indianola basketball teams.
Final score in the girls, Indianola 52, Oskaloosa 22, and the boys, Indianola 41, Oskaloosa 28. Highlights from Tuesday's action on KNIA Cabela's.